This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, October 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. California bans sell-by dates. Hope fades with on-farm solar benefits, and strike continues amid negotiating impasse. California bans sell-by dates. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed AB 660, prohibiting the use of sell-by dates on food packaging. The legislation was the result of a compromise with the food industry. It requires labels adopt a best-if-used-by to indicate freshness or use-by for food safety. Companies can still opt to use codes instead, and the bill would sunset if Congress passes its own legislation. Lawmakers also agreed to shelve a separate bill that raised the potential of more onerous regulations. Newsom celebrated the measure, saying California is, quote, refusing to accept the status quo. The bill's author, Assemblymember Jackie Irwin of Camarillo, called it a monumental step to keep money in the pockets of consumers while helping the environment and the planet. The slippery stepping stone to reviving on-farm solar benefits. In August, the legislature passed a bill to restore some of the net energy metering benefits the Public Utilities Commission cut last year. While SB 1374 did not extend to agriculture, several farm groups lined up in support, considering it a step in the right direction. That step collapsed, however, when Newsom vetoed the bill recently. In opposing the bill, Newsom sided with Republicans and the state's largest investor-owned utilities. He asserted the benefits had shifted costs to other customers, dismissing claims by the author and by farm groups to the contrary, and concluded the measure would push electric bills even higher. California breaks ground on 100-year flood risk reduction project. Last year, Newsom signed AB 876, a bill brought forth by Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, that to expedite an environmental review of the Parejo River Flood Risk Management Project. Yesterday, the state officially broke ground on the project, which will provide 100 years of flood risk reduction for Watsonville, Parejo, and the region's agricultural land. The cost of the $599 million project will be footed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Department of Water Resources. The first portion of the project will construct new levees along the Corlados Creek, stretching from Green Valley Road to East Lake Avenue. Rivas took to X to celebrate the groundbreaking, saying the effort will, quote, increase safety, stability, and opportunity for locals. He originally took the lead in responding to last year's flood disaster, which had left the Parejo and Salinas Valleys with an estimated $1 billion in agriculture losses. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. EPA revives pesticide application exclusion zone rule. The Environmental Protection Agency has restored and revised Obama-era regulations requiring a buffer zone where people cannot be present during pesticide applications. The Application Exclusion Zone, or AEZ, quote, immediately surrounds the pesticide application equipment during an outdoor pesticide application, EPA said yesterday. It exists only during the application, quote, moves with the equipment during the application and can be extended outside of an agriculture establishment to areas including residential neighborhoods and school grounds. The AAEZ was included in a 2015 rule that the Trump administration tried to replace in 2020 with regulations limiting all AAEZ protections to ag operators and to shrinking the zone to 25 feet for some ground-based applications. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Dock worker strike continues amid impasse in negotiations. Dock workers and their employers appear to have made little progress in discussions over a new contract as the strike that started on Monday at East and Gulf Coast ports continues to snarl supply chains for containerized agricultural products. The U.S. Maritime Alliance, a group representing container carriers, maritime terminals, operators, and port associations, has moved from its previous negotiating position to offer 50% wage increase. There are still fundamental disagreements between the alliance and the International Longshoremen's Association over automation and container royalties. By the way, the strike has made its way into the election rhetoric. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump criticizing President Joe Biden during a Wisconsin campaign trip for not having already, quote, worked out a deal to settle the strike. Well, Vice President Kamala Harris released a statement expressing support for the union's positions, criticizing Trump, who she claimed, quote, wants to pull us back at a time when before workers had freedom to organize. Dairy farmers call for DGA to protect dairy. The National Milk Producers Federation is collecting comments from dairy farmers for agencies to consider in drafting the next dietary guidelines for Americans. The DGA committee's meeting last week showed, quote, encouraging signs for dairy, National Milk Producers Federation said in a release. Still, the group is encouraging producers to submit comments to the DGAC supporting dairy as it finalizes its recommendation report. USDA and HHS, which craft the final guidelines with the committee's recommendations in mind, are requesting public comments on the DGA updates through October 7th. Here's today's final word. Farm workers deserve protection while they're in the field, exposed to extreme heat, rather than waiting for compensation claims to catch up. At Dean Flores, an Air Resources Board member who saluted Newsom's veto of SB 1299. In an op-ed for the Bakersfield, California, Flores pointed to wearable heat sensors, data tools, and other new tech to prevent heat stress, along with some state investments. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, October 3rd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.